You're listening to episode 34 of the Family Time Q&A podcast, and I'm Jerry Dugan, your host, with the wonderful and beautiful Olivia.
Hello.
Hello. So for those who are new to the podcast, this is where I bring on an actual family member, and we have a Family Time Q&A, just like the show title says. So what's going to happen is Olivia and I are going to chat. She's going to ask me, are you going to ask me a question on this one?
Sure.
Okay, because the last two episodes you didn't. But anyway, so Olivia is going to ask me a question. I have no idea what the question is. I've got to answer it as best and honestly and candidly as possible. And then we're going to flip the unscript. I said that just for Emma. And I'm going to ask Olivia a question. She has no idea what the question is. And she's going to give us her best response. Whew. I said that in one breath.
No, you did not.
You're right. I didn't. But that would have been really cool. Like, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Now you just lied to everybody.
But I was joking.
So what's up?
Not much. What are you up to?
Nothing. Just talking to you.
Just talking to me. We've got Emma in the other room. She's watching the Nutcracker Ballet from last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
She had her first rehearsal yesterday, and I was hoping that it would go well for her. Well, it went well. She did great dancing. But I was hoping that it would make her a little bit more excited about being a rat princess, but it kind of just made her feel worse because it's they're in the back a lot, and she's upset that her face is covered and she has not a whole lot to do. And even though it says her role is on point, they do like so far about two steps on point.
Yeah.
So it was really hard. It made me feel bad for her. It made her feel bad. So
it's definitely a teaching season or a learning season for Emma.
And me.
And yeah, well, maybe all of us, because, we've got the challenge of encouraging Emma. She really does want to be in that spotlight. She's earned it. She's good. She really practices her craft in her room pretty much everywhere. You know, even just
at the grocery store.
Yeah. I mean, any chance she has to practice ballet or tap or jazz, she does it. And, I thought she did really well. And, she got a part she didn't exactly want, but, it's
or didn't want at all.
Yeah. And so the big challenge and the teachable moment for her is, how to be that team player who gives it her best.
And she did well yesterday. She was like smiling and doing it, acting. She wasn't just like half-heartedly doing it. Yeah. She did it well, but you saw how upset she was last night. My poor baby. It's really hard. I'm learning through this also.
Yeah. And, she still has an opportunity to set an example for the other three rat princesses. And I was telling her last night when she was upset that, when I played tuba, for 12 years. So 4 years in high school, 4 in college, plus 2 years in middle school. Tuba doesn't.
4 plus 4 plus 2 is 10.
Yeah, that's what I meant. 10. 1, 2, 10. tuba's not exactly an instrument that gets the limelight or the spotlight very often. I think in my 10 years, I had 2 solos. And one of them wasn't really a solo, as it was a section showcase where like the entire section had the solo. So 10 years, 1 solo. Lasted maybe 20, 30 seconds. It was on a tune called Molly on the Shore. It was my junior year. And that was the only time, junior year in high school, 1 solo. But the thing about tuba is that people don't really notice it when you're there. You just don't notice the tuba. You don't notice that rich, deep note that really creates the foundation for any harmony that the orchestra or the band does. But people notice the tubas when one of two things happen. One, they're not there at all. And, many people who have an ear for music will say it's missing bass. It's missing a deep sound. It's missing its foundation. Or if the tubas mess up just slightly, the sound slightly lags or they're out of tune or they blat a note, then people notice the tubas, but not in a good way. So, oddly enough, I turned off my notifications and they still went off. Way to go, Samsung. anyway, I love my Samsung, but it doesn't always do what I tell it to. It's kind of the same teachable moment that Emma has. Like, people aren't probably going to stand out and say, you know what, those are the best rat princesses ever. But they would notice that the rat princesses didn't do well, or they weren't present. There would be something missing if they weren't present. And if they're on stage and they just totally bomb it and do a terrible job, or they just aren't peppy, people will notice that too in a bad way. However, by doing the best they can, it'll actually add to the entire performance as a whole. And so that, you know, that's my opinion. That's the message we really just need to keep driving to Emma. You know, having come from performing and, you know, and knowing how much Emma loves dance. So,
yeah.
It's still hard though.
Yeah.
She really had a hard set on that other part.
Oh, yeah. I told her we just need to get through these next 2 months.
Yeah.
And probably the worst Nutcracker year will be behind us.
Yeah. It's,
In her opinion.
Yeah. And you know, it's where she really just has to stop and ask, you know, does she enjoy dance? And I think that's why she is upset. She does enjoy it.
Yeah.
And she is.
She really wants the opportunity to dance, especially when she sees her friends, you know, her very, very close friends doing what she wanted to do.
I remember my ninth grade year in high school, I got cut from the actually, I didn't get cut from the baseball team. I didn't make the final cut for the baseball team. It was a 15-player roster, and I was maybe 15, not number 15. I was like player number 16 or 17. So, you know, didn't make it. And, you know, I was really hurt because I'd always been on a team. I'd never been cut before.
When was this?
My ninth grade year in high school.
Oh.
And I think what really hurt also was that as soon as the season began, a couple of players quit right off the bat. And it was like, hey, you earned a spot and then you quit. And the coach wasn't bringing on new players. So even though I was the next guy in line or the second next guy in line, you know, I wasn't allowed to join the team. And a couple more players were cut because of grades. And I just thought, man, I was so upset. But my sophomore year, I made the JV team. Junior, senior year, I made the varsity team. And then I, you know, tried out for college and, you know, got cut again my sophomore year. But by then I knew I wasn't going to go beyond the college level.
Yeah.
So, you know, cuts happen, you know, even when you want it so badly, you know, you don't always get picked or it's not the right fit. So,
yeah,
it's just tough to see. That's our baby girl.
I know.
You know, I really wanted her to just experience that win and have that experience, but yeah, we got to take the good and the bad.
I think the thing that makes it so hard is she's always been the best, done the best, gotten every part she wanted.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really a shock.
Yeah.
But so just getting through it, looking forward to The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, in the spring.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Her tap teacher, I'm sorry, I'm sitting on a pillow here. Her tap teacher is the choreographer.
Okay.
And, you know, she really likes Emma, you know, recommended her to move up in tap class. And so she knows Emma's potential and she knows her determination and her ability. So, look, I think it'll be better in Wizard of Oz. So looking forward to that.
Emma's attitude in the Nutcracker season is going to carry over into the spring as well, because I think you and Emma both noted that there are quite a few girls who didn't get the part she wanted this season in the Nutcracker, but many of them are not handling it with the best attitude.
Yeah.
And so it really how Emma handles it is going to say a lot, especially in rehearsal, in front of her peers, in front of her teachers.
And the good thing about Emma is that she only shows her disappointment here at home.
Yeah.
She is very happy, very energetic.
So anyway, if we didn't talk about it on the podcast, you actually would have no idea that she has disappointment when it comes to ballet.
She's actually brokenhearted, but it's okay. Yeah. She's learning.
But she's so cute when she cries.
That's why I called you over here last night, because I knew you would want to see her cry.
Heck yeah. I must be like the worst dad ever to like just be around when she's crying. Oh, my baby girl's crying. Okay. It's okay. I got you. I'm your daddy. I'm your dad. Give me a hug.
So,
cry on my shoulder.
Anyway, should we move on?
Yeah. Should we go into announcements or do we want to dive into our questions?
When do announcements usually happen?
At the very end.
All right.
Okay, we'll stick to the format. But all the big guys, they do it at the beginning.
Okay, I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm just kidding.
When did that happen?
Kidding.
Okay. Now people are getting, this is going to be like the most listen to episode ever.
Olivia's pregnant. Ooh, you should title it that.
Ooh. That'd be such a, I don't know, would we get sued for false advertising though?
No, because then we say.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the one where Olivia says she's pregnant.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So just going with that Friends theme of titles. Okay.
Okay, so cool. Who's going first?
I always let the guests go first, plus ladies first, and you are cuter than I am. So.
Please, Jerry, look at my hair.
Look at my hair. I've got my Einstein blogging hair going on right now.
Okay, my question is, you know, at night when the kids are asleep and we settle down to watch TV and I lay on your lap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you automatically start playing with my hair, even though you know that's what I want the most?
Because playing with your hair soothes me and it puts me to sleep.
Nuh-uh. Yeah, just don't like doing it.
No, I do. I love playing with your hair. It's just you don't see it because your head is on my lap watching TV. But the audience listening, they can't see what I'm about to do either. But I start playing with your hair and it's just soothing. And then all of a sudden my head starts to tilt and then it tilts some more. And then I'm practically watching TV at a 90 degree angle with my head. And then I flop it over to the other side. I don't just, you know, put my head back upright. I actually flop it to the other side. And then after a while, I start getting drowsy and I don't head bob. But like all the times when my hand stops moving, I've zoned out. It's been that soothing. So, and then you like wiggle your head and then I'm like, oh yeah, she wants me to keep playing with her hair. And it kind of, you know, jolts me out of my zoned out moment. So that's a big part of why I don't automatically start playing with your hair. I know you want me to play with your hair.
You should do it.
It's nice to play with
your hair. I think it's just because you wait so long, it's so late, and then you're just tired, period.
No.
Just start right away.
I get like that when I play with your hair, like even during the daytime. Or yeah, we could do an experiment. Like
start.
Next, right now?
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. But maybe it like one of these mornings, as soon as we wake up, we're energized and I've had coffee, have me play with your hair.
Well, if we just sit down and be still and zone out in front of the TV, I get drowsy no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. It does activate that part of the brain.
Activate.
That part of the brain that, my friend Kathy from college would explain it better. It's like beta waves, zeta waves. Anyway, there's something in our brain that's triggered by TV, and it's kind of like the same waves that go on while we're sleeping in our brain. So it's so TV engages a different part of our brain and different types of brain waves than if we were like reading or drawing or tap dancing.
I have one more question for you.
Yeah, what? You get one.
One more.
Bonus question.
Please, please, Jerry, can you entertain us by talking about the game of Clue for 15 more minutes?
15 more minutes? Well, how about I just refer them to episode 33 where Jacob and I go into depth?
Actually, it's not Jacob and I. It's just you that goes into depth.
No, because he like gave me feedback. He's like, oh, that's smart. That's so smart. I should do that.
But you did the depth.
Yeah, because I was teaching him about Clue. I wanted him to play. He hates playing Clue because we always womp up on him.
Ooh, you are talking about Clue for 15 more minutes.
God, you triggered it.
Okay, why don't you do your question.
My question before I go on to Clue
the
again.
The listeners are about to click
stop. Let's talk about Monopoly. Okay, so my question, I've actually been planning this one for a couple weeks. A friend of mine from the Army, Justin Bradley, has a closed Facebook page that he invited me into. It's called Iron Sharpens Iron. It's based on Proverbs 17, verse 11. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Anyway, he posted an article from alldadpro.com, and the article is called 10 Questions to Ask Your Wife Every Year. So I'm not going to ask you all 10. I'm just asking you question number 9 from the list. This is allprodad.com, 10 questions to ask your wife every year. Question number 9 was, is there anything I devote regular time to that you see as a possible threat to our family or our marriage relationship?
Yes.
What is it?
Playing video games.
Just video games?
Yeah.
Even if it's with Jacob or if I'm just playing by myself?
Both. Because if it's with Jacob, you're still like... A little while ago when I said I wanted you to watch TV with me.
Because you want me to put up your hair.
No, I did not. I was painting my nails.
I know.
And I said, you're not going to spend time with me. And then you went to play with Jacob.
I'm feeling bad.
That's what...
But I came back. And
10 hours later.
No. Not today. It was more like... How long did I play today?
I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like video games are not important at all.
They're not.
They're really not. And like you come home and you go straight to the Xbox with Jacob. Like, oh, I need to spend time with Jacob. But it's really just you spending time with the Xbox. What?
And Jacob?
And the Xbox. Okay. So I just, you know, so I wish that I could have your attention a little bit more.
Okay.
A little bit more.
Okay.
That's it, though.
That's it?
It's not threatening our marriage. Okay. But sometimes when I'm watching stupid movies like Beetlejuice, I'd like for you to sit there.
You know, if you say his name one more time.
Even if you just sat, like, when you watch your shows, you know, and I'm on my phone, even if, but I'm still with you, you know, even if you just sat there and, like, played on your phone and just held me or something.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. I could do that.
Okay.
I was actually worried you were going to say something like, when you do that blogging stuff or mess
with your podcast. Why would I say that when that's your dream and that's what you're trying to build up for our family to make it better?
That's true.
So that's like, that'd be like me saying, when you go to work. So no.
Yeah, work does take up 40 hours a week of our time, though.
But we kind of need it.
Granted, it kind of pays the bills.
Kind of.
You know, there was actually an episode of, it was Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income. And he had a discussion with, you know what? I think I got the wrong guy. I think it was Jeff Goins. One of those two dudes actually did an episode. You know what? It was Jeff Goins. And he talked about balancing pretty much where we are in life right now, where I'm working full time. We have our family. And I'm spending time blogging and podcasting and building that platform up, building that dream up. Thanks for the happy face on my leg there. Just like we're in church. And for those who don't know, Olivia loves to draw on me while we're in church because I'm taking notes for our
notes
for our church's small groups curriculum as well as the church devotional. And she knows I can't do anything about it because I'm taking notes. Just like right now, I'm talking, and so I can't stop. That tickles. Hey!
Well, in that case.
You know what? I totally forgot what I was talking about beforehand. What do you do? Oh, yeah, the work-life balance. So, okay, that's enough. Okay, I'm taking a picture of that. That's going in the show notes.
Okay, I'll just keep on. Okay. Go ahead, talk.
That tickles. What are you doing?
It doesn't tickle.
It does. Okay, so let me... Now it tickles. Okay. Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, so these guys, there, Jeff Goins and whoever's the host of his show. Sorry, I forgot your name. Anyway, they're talking about when Jeff was working full-time, working on his platform, but also needing to balance time out with his family. And how they work together to set some ground rules and balance. And so anyway, I'm going to link that episode into the show notes. I think it was just really neat to share with everybody.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, one more. Wait.
What?
Oh, I had a good question. Oh, yes. One more question.
You can't wait 3 weeks? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, it's not like a good question, but how do you feel about them taking down the Sorcerer's Hat in Hollywood Studios?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's another thing we could link. We heard from, I think it was WDWnews.com. Anyway, I'll put the link in the show notes there as well. Walt Disney World, Hollywood Studios announced recently they're going to take down the Sorcerer's Hat in the center of the park. And it was a shock to me. I thought, wait, you can't. That's an icon for the park. Turns out it wasn't always. The Chinese theater was the original symbol for the park. So I'm kind of torn because for us, all we have known, because we went in 2008 for the first time and again in 2012, you know, so the Sorcerer's Hat was an icon for us. So I'm sad in that respect to see that it's going away. But it also was, you know, the souvenir shop that we avoided. Like I think we walked by it once or twice, but we never actually stopped and shopped there. So it wasn't like a big memory thing for us. But I'm also excited about it moving because it would be neat to see the Chinese theater as the castle of the theme park. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Magic Kingdom has Cinderella's castle. Epcot has Spaceship Earth. Animal Kingdom has the Tree of Life. And there wasn't really a castle, per se, for Hollywood Studios. And I think in a way with the Mickey hat, the Sorcerer's hat going away, it makes the Chinese theater act as the castle for Hollywood Studios. So I think that's kind of neat.
But I like the Sorcerer's hat. I know.
So you're sad. You're really sad to see it go.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I think that's it speaks more Disney than the Chinese theater.
Yeah, it does. It definitely says Mickey Mouse more than the Chinese theater. Mm-hmm. But I think if they're going to stick to the whole idea of like a castle at the center of the park, that is probably the best symbol to go with. I don't know. I'm just trying really hard to make the positive out of it. I'm sad to see the Sorcerer hat go as well, but you know what? But I'm not so sad about it to, you know, like some people have on the internet to cuss out Walt Disney World the Disney Corporation. And I don't want to boycott it and say, we're never going back. Cause I'd really love to go back in 2012 or 2015.
Who would ever say that?
I know.
Idiots.
You're back to writing on me?
Well, you don't have to concentrate on me. How much does it tickle?
It tickles quite a bit. You know, one of these days, I'm just going to bring a pen and write on you during church. Just to get
no,
back.
No, you're not. You're too busy typing.
That's true. That's true. But you never know. Maybe during announcements. Man, you're... Gee. Wow.
Hey, now you're going to have to take a shower before Friday.
That's not nice.
Here, I'm going to write a word and list... I'm going to write a word on here, and after you post the picture, maybe they can find the hidden word.
That would be like the guess?
Yeah.
Cool.
Look.
So what do we give them if they find the word?
A high five.
A high five. A virtual high five.
High five.
I think we have something in our library we could probably send out.
Let me see. Thinking of a word.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'll make my announcements. How's that?
Good.
All right. So, you know, I put out a reader/listener survey this past week, and already getting some really good comments in. But that survey is going to be open until the end of October. So if you haven't had a chance to complete that survey, I'll put the link in the show notes of this episode. I'll even link it in Podbean, so that it should pop up in iTunes as well. But you know, one thing I'm seeing already in the responses that have come in so far is that the people listening to the show, the people reading the blog posts are people just like you and I. They're in their 30s. Some of them are in their 40s. We got a couple of people in their 20s.
Hey, Roseanne listened for the first time.
Yes, she did. So, yeah, my sister-in-law, Olivia's sister, of course, listened to her first episode. It was the one where Emma was on there talking about how long would I survive the zombie apocalypse. So she thought it was really awesome. We'll have to get her son on the show sometime. I said when he starts speaking or starts playing tuba, whichever happens first. And then she got brownie points with me when she said tuba. When he learns to play tuba, hopefully that comes sooner. So that's awesome. You know, sadly, though, there's one man who responded, who shared that his toughest challenge right now in life is going through a separation and pending divorce. And he's about to find himself as a single parent. So I do want to, you know, just the two of us at least to lift him up in prayer that if that is to continue on, that he is able to be the father that his children need him to be and mm-hmm. stay connected with their lives. And then there was a woman who replied, and one of her things that she said she would like to hear more of in the podcast was more interviews with that pastor.
That pastor.
And since I only interviewed one person outside of her family, and he just happened to be a pastor, Brandon Cunningham, I was like, hey, that's easy. Let me tell Brandon about that. So I told Brandon, like, we got to get you back on the show again. Maybe the next one will be a father-daughter. So, man, you are really going to town on this thing.
I'm trying to make our word hard.
My leg is asleep right now. But anyway, so I told Brandon about it. He actually pitched the idea of us, he and I, getting together on a weekly basis and talking about leadership, blogging, and family. So
that's bro time Q&A.
Bro time Q&A. I was thinking two guys and a mic, and then we go get a host named Mike. So anyway, Jacob said that was a dorky idea. Anyway, so that's something that might be coming up. We're, you know, again, we're just going to brainstorm it, see what it would look like. Maybe it wouldn't be weekly, but there's that. Then let's see. One question I was kicking around in my head is I've been giving away Strength Revisited, a very short ebook based on the TEDx Corpus Christi talk that I that I did in 2013. We've had quite a few folks download a free copy. If you haven't downloaded your free copy, please go ahead and do so. But one thing I was just kicking around was the idea of putting it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Google Play, either for 99 cents or free. You know, just to get it out there and get our name out there.
That hand gesture, I was like, what, for 99 cents or what? You were like, free.
Yeah,
like,
kind of pointed the wrong way there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good thing people can't see my mannerisms during the podcast. And then also, one idea I've been trying to, you know, answer for myself is whether or not to use your smartphone to lose weight or maybe revamp it a little bit, because it is more of a book about, you know, discovering your why and letting that be the driver for making changes in your life that are lasting. In my case, in that book's case, it just happened to be for weight loss. But, you know, the title and the way it's structured, just it comes off as a review of apps, and those apps are getting old already.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was an idea I was kicking around, was pulling the book. Plus, many of the books I have planned in the next few years are not related to weight loss. And so, in keeping with the theme and the brand of The Real Jerry Dugan, pulling that book and, you know, just revamp it, rework it, and maybe put it back up there. But it was just a thought, and right now it's just a whim one, so just leave it where it is for now, I guess.
So your question is?
It wasn't a question, just an announcement / rambling.
Okay.
Cool. Is there anything you want to share or announce? Nutcracker tickets or?
Well, yeah, always.
Okay. So, yeah, you can still get tickets for the Nutcracker here in Corpus Christi with Corpus Christi Ballet. Emma will be the best rat princess ever. So do come check that out. And, you know, you can get the tickets on Ticketmaster, but.
No. You can not actually, on Ticketmaster. It's broken.
Oh, it is? For real?
Yeah, for real.
But I was going to say, you can actually save the Ticketmaster fee by coming through us. And I'll put my email into the show notes, so you can email me at, actually, I'll just go ahead and say it, jerrysdugan@gmail.com. So send us an email, and I'll get you in touch with Olivia, who can do the ticket sales for
you. Why don't you just tell them my email address?
I didn't know if you wanted me to.
And skip the middleman.
Okay, if you want to skip the middleman, you can email olivia.dugan@yahoo.com.
Babe, that's not my email address.
Yes, it is.
Just kidding.
I email you all the time. Well, I just type in wife and it autofills. But all right, as I'm getting slapped here towards the end of Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Oh, I'm not hitting you. I'm just playing with you.
I know you are. You are. Ah, ah. You just made me go, ah, ah. Ka-ka. Okay. Really neat post coming up about Tim McGraw when he stopped a domestic violence situation in a 2011 concert. So that's coming out a couple days after this podcast. Anyway, I just wanted to announce that. Thank you for listening to our show. Hopefully you're enjoying what you hear. Feel free to always email us, comment on the blog, or comment on Facebook. And we'd love to talk with you. And we hope that these podcasts and blog posts are helping you out and your family. Have a great day.
I almost said amen.
Amen.